Okay, what is going on YouTube? Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. First things first, Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year. Hope
Happy
you had
year.
A great New Year if you were celebrating. I know a lot of you in the UK will have been in Tier 3, maybe even a Tier 4 New Year. So hopefully you were in on your own, having a couple of beers with
watching
your loved ones.
Watching the lovely fireworks that they surprised
watching.
Us with.
I quite like the drones.
Yeah.
The drones over the O2, the Millennium Dome. Pretty cool, actually. Quite
you
like
know,
that.
I absolutely love the fireworks on TV at New Year. As you yeah. well know, I love them. Every year I look forward to watching them. Because I'm that sad as a mum now, we don't go out. And I was really upset this year because I was like, oh, there won't be any like fireworks
no
in
fireworks,
London
yeah.
because of the Tier 4 stuff. And then when there was fireworks at the O2, I was like, oh, spend my night this
year. O2, is. London Bridge, it was quite good actually, wasn't
with my
it?
My cup of tea.
Quite good. Well, listen, guys, Happy New Year. And if you are new to the FPL Family live stream, if you're new to the channel, it's your first time here, maybe it's a new year, you think, I'm going to check out FPL Family. I'm just going to see what they're all about. If I like them, maybe I'll give them a subscribe. I don't know. We've had some good live streams in the past where we've had total nonsense. But tonight, guys, absolute FPL quality and gold guaranteed tonight. We've got so much to discuss, so much to discuss. As I say, if you're new to the channel, hit subscribe, give us a like as well, and welcome to FPL Family. We're going to be talking about our overall ranks and our scores and our teams and how we got on this week. Pretty good, actually. Both of us, not bad. Pretty good, pretty good. No McCarthy for Saints tomorrow, though, so that means no keeper for me. And presumably,
this is why you always go air and spare.
This is why you go for Forster, absolutely. So you'll have Forster tomorrow, whereas I'll have nobody.
Come on, Fraser.
Well, yeah. Well, I was actually hoping for a zero pointer from McCarthy anyway, because that would mean Liverpool get three or four goals. So
McCarthy
hopefully
doesn't ever do.
Forster gets absolutely nothing for you tomorrow.
You know he's
going to
be a hero,
that.
Don't you?
He's penalty saving coming, isn't it? Penalty
saving coming. Forster goes mental.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. He is just one of many actual COVID casualties over the last week or
well,
so.
Well, not Forster.
Not Forster, no, McCarthy. Sorry, anybody. But any Forster owners are panicking there. Like, oh, my God.
Just set me off then. I was thinking, who are they going to play?
No, but there's been loads of COVID cases going around in the last couple of weeks. It's carnage at the minute. Very, very difficult to call, isn't it? Very, very difficult to call. So again, just goes to show that if you've got the spare keeper, if you've got the bench, that is absolutely the way to play FPL right now. So we'll talk about our overall ranks, our scores. Crucially, we're coming up to a very important period in FPL. So game week 18, again, we said this last week, unless you're living under a rock, every single one of you, I'm absolutely sure, will know we have a blank game week 18 coming up where only a handful of teams are going to play. And then we have a double game week 19 where tons of teams will be playing twice in the game week. So if you've got your chips still in your back pocket, now is the time to start thinking about what your strategy might be for the two upcoming game weeks. Now, am I right, Sammy, in saying that we do have a bit of a break now? Between now and game week 18, in terms of break, we've got an FA Cup.
We've got an FA Cup
round,
weekend,
haven't we? So,
yeah.
From a Premier League perspective, you've got a bit of time.
Yeah, it's midweek next week
to think about that strategy. Yeah. So, anybody thinking of playing the free hit chip in game week 18, which we both are, my advice to you, and I don't know whether you'd support this, is tinker as much as you like. Tinker with your team. Get in the app. Get on the website. FPL. Tinker, tinker, tinker. But I wouldn't be hitting the free hit chip button until as late as you can. Because you never know what's going to happen between now and game week 18. We might have a full lockdown here in the UK for all we know.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the last time, obviously, when we had the League Cup, the UK was in a very different place when the League Cup early rounds were happening and we were having a lot of Premier League sides playing, a lot of non-Premier League, lower league sides. And we still had positive tests then, didn't we? When
we
they
did,
were running,
absolutely.
Like, you know, you think back to Leighton Orient and Spurs, and they were running. Spurs offered to pay for the testing for Leighton Orient, who thankfully, bless them, took us up on the offer and then got done by a load of COVID positives.
Yeah.
Now, you just don't really know over an FA Cup weekend. You know, the Premier League bubble has actually been quite successful until recently in controlling coronavirus within its little bubble.
Yeah.
But as soon as you go outside of the Premier League, you run the risk of it growing. And so I think, for me, the FA Cup weekend is an opportunity to just take stock, prepare for
chill out from
hit.
FPL a little bit, I think.
Yeah, take stock.
I've had a lot of FPL recently.
Yeah, prepare for it. And then but I'll be hitting mine at the very last minute. Now, of course, there's price rises and stuff to consider. So, like, the way my free hit team's looking at the moment, it's on naught.
Yeah, sure.
So any price rises, price falls, problematic.
Yeah.
So that's something.
Your current free hit draft, which we will come to a bit later on, currently in the bank in that free hit draft is zero.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's risky.
So that is something I've got to consider, because of course price rises and price falls will still affect you running a free hit. You know,
absolutely.
The,
yeah.
The markets won't stop, and the markets have been bonkers recently. So
it's worth waiting, knowing that you might lose out on a 0.1 or 0.2 and not be able to pick quite the right team. I think it's worth waiting.
Yeah, because for me, all it means is that one of my bench players will just get downgraded,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
But it is something to consider, because for me, normally I would not do this with a free hit. Normally I'd do it early and then roll it through. But I think the way things are at the moment, the last thing you want is a cancelled game week when you've played a chip.
No, exactly. Exactly. So we'll be discussing our free hit teams, guys. First drafts. They're first drafts. I'm absolutely sure that they will change. But they are first drafts. I've put one together. You've put one together. We'll be looking at those towards the end of the live stream. And of course, we'll be trying our best to rattle through game week 17 and pick out some of the key performers in the football we've just seen. So let's go to the live chat. Let's say Happy New Year to a few people, Sam, shall we? Let's say Happy New Year to Bossman525, the first shout out of the new year. Bossman525, how are you doing? Very nice to see you. B is here. How are you doing, B? One of our patrons. She says, I need an FPL break. Sort of feeling that, are you? I'm sort of feeling that. The FA Cup's coming at a good time. Although we've got to play Villa, I'm not convinced we're going to get through.
Yeah, we've got to go to Marine. Where even is Marine?
Marine is like Liverpool, isn't it? Right? Yeah, Liverpool way. Yeah, yeah. Happy New Year, Zoe. Zoe, how are you doing? FPL Tips, Harry is in, who bought in. He hasn't mentioned this at all, Tips.
No, I haven't heard him say it anywhere. I didn't actually at any point hear him say, I bought in two Arsenal players this week. Although, you did take out Suchek.
Forgive him that, Tips.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. There's got to have been somebody better he could have taken out than Suchek. Suchek is a legend.
Oh, Tips, I love you, man. Honestly, Twitter over this weekend. If you're not following at FPL Tips with a Z, he's in the live chat. Go follow FPL Tips on Twitter. He was bricking it when that snow was coming down in that Arsenal game, I'm telling you. The jammiest of assists for Holding, and he's bought in Saka as well. Bought in Holding and Saka.
Both great transfers, by the way.
Both fantastic transfers, and the snow was coming down. He's like, if this gets cooled off, that's it, he's done.
He took Suchek out. I can't believe you've taken Suchek out, though. Like, of all the players to lose, Suchek.
Absolutely brilliant. Stealth Panda, Happy New Year, Kens. How are you doing, mate? Super Chat, he says, Happy New Year. How are we doing? Hope you've had a good one. We did, mate. We did. Tier 4 where I am, sadly. Same with us, mate. Hope you had an amazing FPL week. Luckily, I've Johnson as my sub goalkeeper. So McCarthy not playing, Johnston comes in. Is that?
It's a point.
That's a 1 point.
Doesn't matter, does it? The point
it's one
is
one point, Kens. I mean, yeah.
The point
take
is
it,
the way FPL is right now. You just need people to come off your bench, don't you?
That's it. All points count, don't they?
All points count.
I've just noticed that we're not on the main Twitter page. Here we go. Here's a Twitter at FPL Family over on Twitter. Josh is in and moderating. Whoa! He says, "Don't you start on Holding? Don't you start? That's his hero. He's bought in Holding this week."
Well, yeah, but what
the jam of these guys?
I don't think it's jammy. I think it was wise, wasn't it? You look at the fixtures. The fixture was great. It was all pointing towards it being a really, really good transfer. It's just I can't get over the fact he's taken Suchek out.
Well, Tips is in. He's saying it was either Suchek or Sam. So, you know, he made the right decision.
You've got three other midfielders there.
Karan is in with the super chat. Hey, Karan. He says, Happy New Year. New Year starts off really well in FPL terms for me. 86 points. Oof.
Nice.
Thanks, Captain Kane and Tierney. With Salah still to go, overall rank up from 2.2 to 1.5. There you go. That shows you, guys. That shows you. You can go still, even at this, I'm going to say it, later stage of the season. We're into game week 18 now, guys.
Nearly halfway.
We are nearly at the halfway point. And still, you can have a good game week and it can still take off 700k off of your overall rank. So if you are still where you don't want to be from an overall rank perspective, do not panic. Do not panic. The next two game weeks in particular, you have the advantage because you guys will be playing FPL properly. You're listening to the podcast. You're in here talking to us and everybody else in the live chat. So game week 18 and 19, you will have been preparing for this, I am sure, than the average FPL manager. So expect,
and we'll still have chance.
We hope, rank rises to happen in the next couple of weeks. Sohail, thank you, Sohail, for the super chat. Got six playing in game week 18, Sam. Leno, Cancelo, Diaz, Son, Bruno, Kevin De Bruyne. Is it worth using my free hit? I've built my team towards game week 19 to use the bench boost. So Sahail is building his team for the bench boost in 19, as many are. He's got six to play in game week 18. Is it worth the free hit or not? Well, as we will discuss, Sahail, when we get towards the end of today's live stream, I think that is still It's borderline, but I still think that is free hit territory if you want a free hit. If you could get a couple more in there with a minus four, if you've got two free transfers, for example, maybe you could hold the free hit. But we'll discuss more about free hit chip and strategy as we get towards the end of the live stream. But thank you very much for the super chat. Let's see. Shiraz is in. How are we doing, Shiraz? Nice to see you. Connor Tobin is here. Hey, Connor. How are you doing? James Stevenson, gone from 1.1 mil to 670k with 81 points. There you go. See, it can happen, guys. It can happen. Very, very good indeed. Wagando is here, as is Jacob17. He says, Podence is my new favourite player because, Sam, he allowed Suchek off his bench. Absolute jam. Absolute jam. Love that.
All I wanted was one of my defenders just to sit down for the day. But no, they've all turned up and lost clean sheets at the last minute.
Well, we'll talk about your bench, including your Creswell first bench for you this week, which is savage, guys, by the way. If Salah, for whatever reason, decides he pulls a little hammy or something in the warm-up,
oh,
does Creswell
happy.
Come on?
Yeah, yeah.
Creswell comes on.
Yeah, but, you know, I was hoping that Justin would miss out when Rodgers rung the changes today, but no, we didn't. And then concedes a free kick, gets booked, then concedes a goal, went from 9 points to one in the space of a minute. Brilliant. Thank you, James Justin. You
that
useless.
Was savage.
Useless idiot.
That was savage.
There was a reason I took you out a few weeks ago. Why am I back with you again?
I must admit, when we were watching the build-up to that game, and I think it was Sky, wasn't it? Sky said, and Roger, this is before the game, they announced the lineup. They go, Rodgers has rung the changes. Seven changes from the lineup.
Yes.
You went, yes, right, Justin not playing. You turned around, looked at the TV, you were like, he's still there.
Why is Justin still there, for God's sake?
And he nearly delivered. He so nearly delivered. Andy Carroll, of all people.
And then horribly, I was like, maybe Diaz might miss out today. Maybe he's one of the secret ones that Pep was not talking about. No, he turned up and conceded at the death
and then
as well.
He concedes at the death. It was savage. It was savage. And if you had Everton defenders, the Suchet goal would have killed you there as well. So listen, it was not a good week. The last minute clean sheet wipeouts. It was savage. Absolutely savage. Mick Lustmetz is in. How are we doing, Mick? Very nice to see you. Post to points is here. Andy Carroll, of all people, he says.
Blimmin' Andy Carroll's been scoring off for about 8 years.
Riaz Davids is here and he just says, Justin is a useless idiot. Well, that's quite harsh. That's quite harsh.
No, I'm in favour of that comment.
He's a rare Andy Carroll goal away from a nine-pointer, so he's not that useless. He's not that useless. And he looks good for the double.
Does he
want to hold for the double. I do think
really?
So. I do think so.
Might sell him.
Josh is saying that he cheered when Cho scored. Josh, that is not allowed here, mate. That is not allowed. Moderators, someone moderate the moderator, please.
Joshua.
Getting the desk there, Josh. You're getting the desk there.
He's
Eddie Casey, how are we doing, Eddie? James Stevenson is here. He says, Tyrick Mitchell, what a hero, Sam.
Right, now what's this about?
Tyrick Mitchell, what a hero.
Where's he come back from?
Back from the dead. Patrick Van Aanholt on the bench. Tyrick Mitchell starting 11, clean sheet.
3.9, get in my free hit
Absolutely
team.
Absolutely incredible. Going to be in the free hit team, I would think. Let's get into the game, Sam. There's the Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family. Let's have a quick Instagram check, at FPL Family. Over on Instagram, if you're not following us over there, we try and do little Insta reactions, sort of FPL gut feel, gut reaction after every game that we watch. How are we doing for followers over there?
Yeah, we're nearly at 8,100 now.
Ooh, 8.1K.
So this time last week, we were nearly, what were we, about 100 away from 8,000?
We're about 7.9, so a couple of hundred in
so
a week. Brilliant.
Quite
so,
well.
Guys, if you listened to the last live stream and you went over to Instagram and you followed at FPL Family over there, we thank you very much for doing so. Thank you for doing so. And of course, we're on Facebook. Don't forget the Facebook.
Yeah.
How many people on Facebook now? Six? Seven?
A few hundred.
A few hundred. Wow. Okay, a few hundred. Very good. Very good.
The loyal Facebook clan.
The loyal Facebookers. If you are on Facebook.
Turn up every week.
You're a true fan if you're on Facebook. You're a true fan.
You might get a top fan badge for you. Like I've got for Harry Kane.
Fantastic. Right, let's get into a few of these games, Sam. I'm going to refresh this page here, and listen, we've got so much to discuss in terms of teams. I want to do a quick patron update as well, because we had a December Manager of the Month winner.
Ooh, we did, yes.
As well to announce, and of course we've got the blank game week to discuss later in the stream. So I think we should get straight into these games as concise as you can. I'd like you to discuss.
What do you mean, then? I'm always concise.
As concise as
I'm
you can.
I'm concise.
Sam from FPL Family, talk me through a game which, to be honest with you, went to plan, from my perspective.
Which game?
Well, Spurs 3, Leeds 0. I was looking at this game thinking, all right, I want
to
get... Yeah, I was looking at the game. So in the build-up to the game week, I was thinking, right, so Spurs have had a little mini break, not through any fault of their own, but they've had a little mini break there.
Yeah.
At a time when Son in particular was starting to look a little bit jaded in previous games.
Yeah.
Coming up against the Leeds side, who are going to attack because that's what they do. They don't know any other way.
Yeah.
Coming up against the Spurs team that have had a break and like to counter-attack. Son's pace on the counter should do well. And there we go, he's done all right. And of course, if Son does well, there's a pretty good chance that Harry Kane gets involved as well. So with a penalty and an assist for Kane, and I think he got the 3 bonus points, he did. The same for Son, but including a clean sheet point and then 2 bonus points as well. So listen, if you've got one of those, fantastic. If you've got both, well done, fair play, that is fantastic. Talk me through the game. It went to plan as far as I'm concerned.
See, it didn't for me.
Oh, you were not expecting this.
I was expecting us to score a number
okay. Like
that. I was not expecting Leeds to not score. So I went into that game.
But you fancied Spurs to win by a few goals. I think I did.
I wouldn't have said I did.
All right.
I fancied maybe 3-2, 4-3, something stupid like that. I thought there'd be goals.
You don't concede goals. You don't concede 2 or 3, though, do you? You never do.
We do if player if we can do if players come to play us like I thought Leeds would.
Okay.
And I expected that Leeds would do better with the chances that they had. Because the reality is, in that game, Leeds had a lot of opportunities to do stuff with, and they were just a bit off of it. And I think you were right in what you said last time about the Spurs rest last week. I think it did make a difference, and I think that there was a difference between the Leeds legs and the Spurs ones.
Yeah.
And I think we will see that again going forward with the FA Cup teams. Like, you have got to play a difficult Premier League side versus players like Spurs who have got to go to Marine. It's not going to be Harry Kane against Marine, is it?
You wouldn't
better
have thought
not
so.
Be
you
her.
Wouldn't have thought
better
so.
Not be Mourinho.
But even Leeds, with their murderable style, I mean, they are a fit team, no doubt about
it.
They will run and run and run. The break, I just think, tipped the scales in Spurs' favour, and they made the most of it.
I mean,
talk me through the penalty incident, though. So, Bergwijn fouled on the edge of the box. Penalty,
on the line.
No penalty?
On the line.
On the line. So, therefore, penalty. Okay, fair enough.
You saw it frozen on the line.
Listen, I'm a Kane owner. I was happy to see him
it. I wanted a baby celebration. Harry Kane has had his baby, if you missed that news. Therefore, no blanks for Kane. Lovely.
Right, okay, very
Maybe
good.
Maybe Louis Harry.
So, of this game then, throughout Spurs and Leeds, so talk to me a little bit about the Leeds assets, because despite this 3-0 defeat here, I don't think I'm panicking holding Dallas or Bamford, given that the fixture coming. So, free hit 18, they don't play, right? So, you get them out, your free hit, if that is your plan to free hit. If you're not planning to free hit, then obviously bench them, take them out if you want to, but take them out at your peril, I would suggest, because coming back into the double, they've got a really nice set of fixtures.
They do, yeah. And I think, for me, owning 2 Leeds players makes absolute sense. I mean, I played Dallas this week because I thought that they would get some attacking returns. I really did, genuinely did. And that's me as a Spurs fan. But I think owning Dallas and Bamford moving forward are pretty much no-brainers. The prices are lovely. The amount of shots that they
Who
get.
Who else, though? Who else? Because those two are fairly obvious, I would suggest.
Well, we all know that
I mean, everyone's going to have Bamford, but where else would you go?
You know that I have a love affair with Rafinha. I think he is just a quality player.
Okay.
And I think the difficulty I have with him is the price point that he's at. The way that my team is structured is hard to get to him. But I think he's a really nice option. And I think for the double game week, when these have a couple of nice fixtures, earning him as well looks like a nice option. But I also think that there is some merit with going for one of the other defenders as well alongside Dallas. Alioski looks really good. He was really attacking. There were some points during that Spurs game where he was the furthest man up the field, like further than Bamford, which is mental.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think Rafinha does look pretty good. Second for crossing in the game week. Only Grealish made more crosses than Rafinha across the game week so far. A super chat from Mark Dorney. Thank you, Mark, for the super chat. The way Leeds play suits us. It was just nice to see us go for the second and third goal. And I totally agree.
I think that game
was that Leeds attack and the way that they play absolutely perfect for the way that Spurs play. Now, what's key is whether Spurs take that approach, like Mark says, going for the second and third goal, which we haven't seen in recent weeks. Are they going to take that forward into the next two game weeks? I hope so.
They have to,
because they've been winning games and getting points by not doing that.
No, they haven't. That's the point. They haven't, have they? Because they drew against Crystal Palace, lost to Leicester and Liverpool, then drew against Wolves. So it's the results have been poor, and the results against Palace and Wolves were poor because they did that. They sat back and they tried to hold a 1-0 draw, and I think a 1-0 win. And I think what they've realised and what we saw against Leeds is that they continue to push, and that's really important. And against a side like Villa in game week 18, they're going to have to push because Villa will come at you and they will score goals. And therefore, it's important that Spurs don't try and get one and hold it. That won't work.
Yeah, okay.
Very might good. Against Sheffield in game week 19, but it will not against Villa in 18.
It might indeed. Okay, Spurs 3, Leeds 0. A game that I thought pretty much went to plan. Another good game this weekend, Manchester United 2, Aston Villa 1.
This.
Probably the best game of the
really
weekend.
Good
really,
game.
Really good game. Probably one of the best games I've seen over the festive period.
I agree.
Another fairly dubious penalty shout, if you ask me. Maybe I've got my Liverpool goggles on there a bit, guys. Man United fans, you can let me know in the live chat, in the comments, what did you think of the penalty? Does he get a clip or does he clip himself, Pogba? I think he clips himself. But nevertheless, you go down nowadays, you get the penalty. Fernandes does what Fernandes does best. Now listen, Manchester United, coming up to the blank game week, they've got Liverpool and Fulham, I believe, away is their double.
Yeah, but they now do play in game week 18 as
they
well,
do
don't
play
they?
In 18, because that is announced. Manchester United versus Burnley is on in game week 18, where it was previously was a blank. So they do now play, and they have a double in 19. So how are we feeling about Manchester United assets outside of Bruno? Because I think Bruno's a lock, whether he's in your free hit team for 18 or in your double or both. And just don't take him out of your team. I think you just got to have him. Where else do you go? Martial with the goal? Wan-Bissaka with the assist for Martial? What are we thinking?
I think Rashford Fernandes double up could be on. Is expensive. That's my only kind of concern with it, is it's hard to get to both of them. But I do think that can work as part of a double up. For the double and also for the blank, if you're looking to go that way. But I do think that there is some merit in the defenders as well. I can't bring myself to go to biscuits, but probably
not in the tin again.
Wait, let's look at my team in a bit. But I feel like I might be about to get back in the biscuit tin.
Wow!
But
wow! Tips is in. He says, "Bring back the biscuit tin."
I'll wait for later.
Is the tin coming back in the free hit?
Tips, have a look later.
Oh my days!
Maguire, I think potentially is an option as well. The thing is that Burnley have been getting better defensively. They've not been quite so.
That
awful.
Is not an easy game now
it
for
isn't,
United. It's
isn't.
Not. I'd back them for the win because they're
but
good
not,
away from home.
Not
but
a stonking
I don't
win.
See it being huge.
No, I
don't
either.
It being huge.
And even in that double game week, you know, Liverpool game, that's tough. That I mean, that's interesting
Anfield,
and difficult game. And then who they got? Fulham.
Fulham away.
Who
improved recently?
Well, and also have had 2 weeks off.
Bit of a rest, yeah.
So, what kind of Fulham will we get after the break?
Yeah. That's an interesting question. What sort of Fulham will we get? Because they had a bit of good momentum before their break. So actually, is it going to be detrimental to them, or is that rest going to have? I mean, that's a whole nother podcast.
We've not seen
right?
it but being detrimental to anyone that's had a rest so far.
No,
through COVID,
sure
apart from Newcastle, but that's because of the long term effects that they've had up there. But with the rest of the clubs, it seems to have gone in their favour to have had a little bit of a break. So it'll be interesting to see what Fulham we get for that double game week. Let's see. I mean, United were supposedly getting a midweek rest, but of course they're not now. So their fixture schedule's just got tougher, if anything. So I think there's merit in three Manchester United for the blank game week. And I also think if your strategy is to not free hit in game week 18, there's merit to holding those three through the double two.
All right, well, before I ask you about Aston Villa, because Aston Villa also have a double game week as well as a game in 18, so they are very much a team we need to discuss. A couple of super chats, one from James Omani. Thank you, James, for the super chat. 84 points this week. Very, very
nice.
Good, James. With Salah to play, actually,
nice.
So still with Salah to go. 300k rank rise to 620k. Good
Lovely.
Week, mate. Good week. Very, very good. And another super chat from James Ward, but without a comment, James. So if you want to comment in the live chat, I will try and find it, mate, even though it's not highlighted, and we will read it out. Thank you for the super chat. Aston Villa, then. So Aston Villa made a very good game of it, Old Trafford. Deserved a point, in my opinion. Sorry, United fans. Again, Liverpool goggles on. But I think Aston Villa deserved a point from that game. Jack Grealish, as I mentioned before, top for crosses and also second overall in the game week for touches in the opponent's half. Only Decore, actually, weirdly, from Everton, had more touches in the opposition half than Jack Grealish this game week. So listen, what are we doing with Jack now? Because he seems to be on this really weird run where he has two blanks and then returns, two blanks and
we
returns.
Have two blanks now?
Well, no, he did have two blanks, and now he returned with an assist this game week. Only seven, I think, maybe 8 points.
Oh, brilliant. That means he's going to blank against Spurs next week.
So is it a blank against Spurs?
Yes,
is he gonna,
come on.
Is he now going to continue with this weird run? Or, because, I mean, me in particular, but there's a lot of FPL managers that were looking at, all right, well, if I go Grealish to El Ghazi for the Man United game, or just full stop in my FPL team, that saves me 2 million. I could do a lot with 2 million. And El Ghazi did look good again. Don't get me wrong. I think he looked okay. But again, Jack Grealish is the one posting the stats. He's the talisman. He gets the assist. He's the one making stuff happen. I still feel really iffy about selling Grealish in my team. I really do.
So I can understand the iffiness on the basis that plays in 18, double game in 19. I just can't. I don't know what it is about Grealish. I just can't get on board with it. He's too inconsistent at the price point that he is. And that's what gets me. Is that, yes,
at the price point, he's not that expensive.
But he is in comparison to... You can have Souček. He's like a legend.
You can't compare anyone to Souček.
You can have El Ghazi, who's a lot cheaper and is more consistent. You can have Saka, who's got lovely fixtures coming up, who's more consistent and a lot cheaper. That's my point, is that you, at his price point, for 2 million more than these other players that I've just listed, I want somebody who is more regular in their returns than Grealish is. And I feel like with Grealish, yes, you get a haul every couple of weeks, but you're not getting them every week. And I think at nearly 8 million...
Okay. Are you looking to buy in the free hit or...
No.
...to buy in for your double? You're avoiding Grealish.
With Grealish?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Never.
Don't fancy him.
No.
Especially against Spurs.
Definitely
not. Of course. Where else in Aston Villa? What about the defence then? So Matty Cash...
Yeah, now this one's interesting.
...caught my eye, actually. Mm. And I have had Target in my team more recently, but actually Matty Cash caught my eye. And of course, you've got Mings, etc. at the back there. I thought Courtney Houser can be a bit... I thought he's a bit unlucky to lose his spot, to be honest with you. I think he's played really well recently. But where in the defence would you go, if at all, from an Aston Villa perspective?
I like Matt Cash. I've looked at him a few times. I like Target as well. I think he looks like a nice option too. Well, in fact, I like all of the Aston Villa defenders. I don't really know why I don't own one.
They're good defensively.
Yeah, I don't really know why I don't have one.
Well, Martin. Everyone seems to have Martinez, right? And after, I mean, you've got the Spurs game, then it's Everton and Man City. But again, we talk about teams that we want to, you know, look at when we are, you know, teams that we should target for game week 20 onwards, because we're so laser focused on 19 right now. But if you look at the fixtures coming out of this, you know, double game week bonanza, Burnley away, Southampton away, West Ham at home for Aston Villa. On the face of it, listen, a lot can happen in 2 or 3 weeks, but Burnley away, I don't fancy Burnley to score a ton of goals. Southampton, one goal in their last four, something like that. West Ham at home. This is an Aston Villa side that are now top of the league for clean sheets kept.
Just Souček.
Of course, Souček. But listen, Aston Villa come out of game week 19 into some nice fixtures. So don't overlook them, would be my suggestion.
No, I agree. But equally, I think that, you know, you will have a free transfer going into game week 20. And that game, that double game week fixtures don't inspire me to think Aston Villa clean sheets in game week 19. So if you're just trying to play through game week 19 or without using a free hit, because some people are using the free hit for game week 19 and that's a whole different kettle of fish. But if you're just doing it on transfers for game week 19, I don't think Aston Villa defenders would be top of my priority list.
Okay. All right. Well, so much talk of Souček, Sam, on this live stream. I do just want to touch on the hero, the man, the myth, the legend, Thomas Souček. The secret to it, of course, is potato salad. I don't know if you've seen this.
That what?
Did you not see that?
No.
He came out in a post-match interview and said that I eat a lot of potato salad. That's why I'm scoring goals.
What? I love him even more. I literally didn't think I could love Souček anymore. That is brilliant.
That is the word on the streets.
Oh, can I send him some in the post? Do you reckon they'd like as a thank you?
I'm guessing it's not going to be in great shape by the time it arrives
deliver
at his door.
Deliveroo,
Souček, some potato salad. Talk me through Everton 0, West Ham 1 then. And in particular, West Ham assets in the double game week 19 play Burnley at home, West Brom at home. A welcome return, Sam, if only for a few minutes, for Antonio in that game, and looked okay. Clearly not match fit, clearly not.
No.
It's going to take some time to get fit, but he's got 3 or 4 weeks to do so before the double game week bonanza.
Well, not really.
Well, how long's he got?
Well, the double game week's not this weekend, next weekend.
He's got a couple of weeks.
And in that time, so yes, he's going to get fitter, but he's not got a lot of matches, has he? Because they're not playing in 18. And so he's actually just got one FA Cup match between now and then, which is my one concern about Antonio. So I think the treble up for West Ham is 100% on for the double game week. I already have two. The legend.
The West Ham treble up is on. Yeah. I tend to agree with this. So you've got Suchet, Creswell.
Yeah, both legends, by the way. Thanks, guys.
We'd absolutely like, have those
Creswell,
two.
I'm sorry. But I think a move from Dominic Calvert-Lewin to Antonio, for me, feels like it is massively on.
Yeah,
Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who not only blanked, but stopped me from getting the Creswell points, because he's the reason I benched Creswell.
He's dead to you now.
He's dead to me. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, you and me are over.
And Aston Villa away as their single game week, one game in 19. That does not.
Who? Are we talking about? We're this still is talking Everton. About
no, it's Calvert-Lewin.
They're dead. You can't have
He's
them.
Gone for you, is he? Yeah, he's gone. Okay.
But I think for me, that the double up is 100% there, and the treble up is definitely a possibility. My one concern is I wish Antonio had been back a week ago, so we'd had a couple of games. A
couple more matches just to get fit. Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, it should be great, shouldn't it? Because you're talking about a game week, two game weeks away. But if I'm bringing him in, I want him to play in both the doubles.
Well, he's going to play in the FA Cup. He's then presumably going to play against Burnley. And then by the time he comes up against West Brom at home, the second of his fixtures in that double game, he's going to be a bit more towards match fit, isn't he?
I should have thought so. Yeah, I should have thought so. But I mean, I definitely think West Ham look like a really, really... Of all of them, they look like... Honestly, one of the best options for the double game week to treble.
Two fantastic fixtures.
I wish there was one that you could... I mean, you can't quite... It's close, but you can't quite captain Suchek. But I wish they had... If Salah had the fixtures that West Ham have got, you'd just be all over it, wouldn't you?
You would. Right? Absolutely would, yeah. So there we go. The double up, if not the treble up, is on for West Ham. Elsewhere, let's talk about West Brom 0, Arsenal 4. Turns out, Sam... That Sam Allardyce isn't the tactical genius that we thought he was when he came away with a point from Anfield. He's gone up against Leeds and lost 5-0, and then he's come up against a rejuvenated, is the only word I can describe Arsenal with, a rejuvenated, youthful-looking Arsenal who absolutely smashed them 4-0. And when I say absolutely smashed them, it could have been any score. They played very, very well, Arsenal.
They did.
Allardyce... I don't want to talk about West Brom because not only did they got a double, which I'm not interested in, Wolves away, West Ham away, they are also crap. And Sam Allardyce, I do not rate him at all as a manager. Notice that, right, let me just, forgive me for a minute. I'm going to get on my high horse about Allardyce for 30 seconds. Then I'm going to come down and we're going to talk about Arsenal. Allardyce against Liverpool. Notice in the post-match, I noticed this, I noticed that. I was glad that I did this, I did that. After Leeds, we weren't good enough. The team weren't good enough. We didn't work. So there's like collective blame when they're crap. And when they're good, he takes the credit. How motivating is that? Well, I'll tell you the answer. Not motivating at all, because they got beat thoroughly by Arsenal's youngsters at the weekend. Arsenal made a key change, and they have made this key change in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Some Gunners fans saying, we want Ozil back. Why are they saying we want Ozil back a few weeks ago? Because frankly, it couldn't get any worse for them a few weeks ago. And they needed a number 10. They needed that third runner off the ball. I don't know where Ozil is. He's gone. But they wanted that number 10 player in and around those areas. Well, they've got it now in Emil Smith-Rowe. What a great player, the youngster. Really, really good. And then on one side of him, he's got Aubameyang, obviously world class. Not in the FPL points this week, but I noticed he was top for XG underachievers. So actually probably should have got some FPL points this game week. And then Saka on the other side, who did get the points and looks phenomenal and is now a lock in my free hit team for next week, no doubt. And then, of course, Lacazette up top, who's now got, I think, 4 goals in his last 3 games or something. All of a sudden, the garden at Arsenal looks pretty rosy.
It does. I everything you've just said...
There can't be a but. Why are you going to say but?
I'm not going to say but. Everything you said, I totally agree with. My one concern with Arsenal is that we've known them to do this before, and suddenly things look better, and then they drop off a cliff again because Arteta decides he's going to rest somebody or move. Like Lacazette. For me, Lacazette has been brilliant for the last 3, maybe 4 weeks.
Well, in the live chat, Adam O'Kaley is saying, Laka, what a man. Lovely 12-pointer as a differential. So yeah. Adam's got him in the team. Yeah. Great differential.
He has been really, really good. And Jarny and I spoke about Lacazette on the FPL show last week. And we were talking about how great he looks and all of that positive stuff and how it could be a really nice option for the blank game week, etc., etc. But was he going to get rested? Was there going to be a rotation risk? Was he going to try something different? Now, he didn't this week. He kept playing him, and it's making a big difference. Saka is unbelievable at the moment. He's
great game.
Such
he had a great game.
Yeah, and he really is. They've the kids have turned it around at Arsenal. They have. They've...
Why I think you are wrong about your comment before about, oh, we've seen this before, Arsenal, it's another false dawn. The thing that makes me think it's not is that... there's a team spirit now.
Yeah, there is.
That there wasn't before. So if you met... who did they play last week? Was it Brighton? Yeah. Can't remember who they played. Brighton. There's a lot of post-match video that came out from somebody in the stands, one of the journalists, I think, where a lot of the younger players were really embracing each other after that game. And I noticed on the third goal against West Brom, when, was it Ajayi did the sort of 1-2 off the post, and then it goes to Smith Rowe, he hits the keeper, and then Lacazette scores, I think. Ceballos, I think you just see him just in shot. He's a few yards behind what's going on in the action, but he sinks to his knees and he's giving it this. It's like, you haven't seen that.
No, you haven't seen
that for a while at Arsenal. They really are like, I think they're clicking now, and I think they're starting to find their mojo. They've got rid of a couple of key players in that team as well, like David Luiz, like Willian, who were frustrating the hell out of the Arsenal fans. I mean, Willian, every time I watched him, it was sideways, 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 backwards, sideways. He was so far, far too safe. And now he's binned. They've got Saka in there who now takes risks. He's unpredictable. I think this is the start of something good for Arsenal. They've been through their difficult patch. I think they're going to be good. And listen, the fixtures coming up look great. They've got, who have they got up next?
Palace,
yeah, Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace at home, which is a great fixture for 18. Then it's Newcastle at home in 19, which, oh, okay, great fixture, but is a single, which is a bit of a shame. And then it's Southampton, Manchester United and Wolves as an exit out of 19. But for the free hit, Arsenal hitting form has absolutely come at the right time, hasn't it?
Yeah. And what I like about it is that you can easily go into that game at all budgets, can't you? So if you're looking for a free hit team where you're spending a lot of money on certain other clubs who are expensive, you can go with Holding and Saka and it not cost you a lot of money. Marry. You can go with the slightly more expensive bracket and you can go with the likes of Tierney, Lacazette.
He was fantastic, Tierney, the weekend.
Yeah.
You see him warming up.
Yeah.
They're all warming up in the snow and they've all got hats and gloves on. Tierney's just out there, shorts and T-shirt.
Scottish,
it's like whatever.
Scottish.
And then he played an absolute blinder. Who was it that he'd done for the goal? Was it Furlong on that side?
Who knows?
Absolutely. Add him on toast down the wing.
A West
cut inside,
player.
Put him on his backside and curled it past Johnson. It was one of the best goals I've seen over the festive period.
Think,
really good.
I think for me, you know, that's the good thing about Arsenal is that you might, but I don't think you're going to go Aubameyang. So you're talking about really nice value players where it's easy to build them into a free hit team.
You wouldn't go Aubameyang, Crystal Palace at home?
Well, you're not going to, are you? Is the reality because you're going to want Fernandes and Rashford. You're going to want KDB and probably Sterling. You're going to want maybe one of the Kane or Son boys, given that they're back in form. So if you want them, how are you going to budget Aubameyang when you don't need to? You can budget Lacazette or Saka.
That's the thing for me, isn't it? Is that if you're going to dive into Man City, which of course you are, home to Brighton. We're getting onto free hit talk in a minute, which I want to save it for later. But if you're going to go into De Bruyne, maybe Sterling as well. If you're going to have Fernandes, which of course you are. If you're going to couple that with Martial, maybe, or Rashford, then where do you get the money from?
Yeah.
And the thing with Arsenal is there are other alternatives at 2 million less in Lacazette, or I don't know how much less, a lot less in Saka,
12.
And some of the defenders. So there are alternatives there in a much cheaper bracket. So yeah, more on those guys later on.
But less than the price of Aubameyang.
Very interested to see. I'm absolutely going to have Arsenal in a free hit. I'm probably not going to have them in the double, but I'm now really scouting them because as of game week 20, if this good run continues, then I might start wanting to get some of them in my team. And Saka might be a really nice enabler to get up to a Kevin De Bruyne or a Sterling because, of course, City's fixtures look fantastic coming out of the double as well. So Saka, all eyes on him as a potential enabler. Let's have a quick chat about the games today. Newcastle 1, Leicester 2. Not too much to report from the first half. It was a pretty dire first half. Second half came to life a little bit. Nothing for Vardy other than an assist. Madison getting on the score sheet. I liked his bullseye celebration because of the darts this evening.
Madison looked good today.
It's all right. It's all right. Maybe he's starting to get a bit more match fit now. He's getting up to speed a little more. Enjoying his football.
And a rest.
And had a bit of a rest. How do you feel about Leicester assets then for the double? So just to remind you guys, Leicester have got Southampton and Chelsea. At home, both at home. Now, Southampton, as we mentioned before, not scoring a lot of goals. Chelsea, based on what we saw today, well, if they've surely they've got to improve. They've got to improve. Well, maybe we'll talk about them in a sec. But two teams that aren't exactly bang in form there.
No.
And Leicester not doing too bad. Despite, I mean, the Andy Carroll goal, I get it. It's going to frustrate Justin owners like you wouldn't believe. But James Justin for the double, he's a hole. Do you not cern him ahead of the double?
So Leicester, if you break Leicester down home and away, their form away from home is a lot better than their form at home, weirdly. Not scoring hardly any goals at home this season. Something like 25% of Vardy's goals have come at home.
Right.
So they're not... On paper, they look like great fixtures, but the reality of this season is they're not as good as they look, necessarily.
Yeah, but that's because when Vardy goes away, he plays teams that come out and play him, and they get him on the counter. As I've said before, Southampton and Chelsea are not going to go to the King Power and sit. They're both going to attack. Saints have got a very, very famous, we talk about it every week, high line. That's surely made for Vardy, no?
I'm not convinced, to be honest. Okay. But I do think that the defensive options still look good. And that's part of the reason I brought Justin back again, is that looking at the double game week, I think those two fixtures look good for Justin.
Okay.
And the other defenders are available, of course. And I think Soyuncu came back in at the end of today's game, got some minutes.
Oh, did he? Oh, right. Yeah,
you've made me question it now. I'm 99% sure that I saw Soyuncu.
Well, you watched the game, I didn't, so you probably did.
I'm sure I saw him at the death. Get a few minutes at the end. I'll tell you in the chat if I've got that wrong, I'm sure. But I'm sure I saw him. And that will benefit Leicester defensively as well to have him back again.
Okay, quick shout out to Azzy. Thank you, Azzy, for the chat. Nice comment there. Harvey Barnes, Sam, is the difference for Leicester. His pace scares teams and he opens space for others.
So not only
is he beneficial to the rest of that Leicester side,
yeah.
But how about Harvey Barnes then? As a not just a differential, but a really cheap differential. If you can't get up to Vardy, stick Harvey Barnes in your midfield for the double.
It's definitely a valid strategy, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But it's not as good as Suchet.
Very good. Any words to say on Newcastle? They have Sheffield United coming up in free hit 18. So from that perspective, I might look at somebody from Newcastle. Then they've got Arsenal at home as a single in 19. So they're not exactly a team we're looking at to build our game week 19
they
team around.
They look right for a defensive option in the free hit.
But going up against Sheffield United, I might dabble in my free hit.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about Darlow maybe in goal?
Yeah.
How are we feeling about
Wilson up top?
Callum Wilson.
Feels a bit like... it's Sheffield.
I don't want him, but...
But it's Sheffield United. I mean, literally, you couldn't have asked for a nicer fixture for a player.
I know, but I just don't
You can't
want him.
Not go Callum Wilson if you're free hitting.
Yeah, I think you do. FPL Geordie is in. FPL Geordie, get in the live chat, mate. I want to know which Newcastle players you would have... From a Newcastle perspective, actually, he just commented, Sam, Sheffield United's first 3 points of the season coming up against Newcastle.
So he's like at Ollie McBurnie then?
He's not feeling it. Kieran Clark at 4.5, Jacob 17 is saying, listen, there are some options in there, but as Zach Twyman is saying in the live chat, just don't trust the Newcastle defence.
Have you seen the Sheffield United attack?
Yeah, they are so blunt, aren't they? Even Newcastle surely keep a clean sheet against this.
That's got 0-0. Honestly, I think that game's got 0-0 written all over it.
It could have, couldn't it? It could have.
Or Callum Wilson nicks a penalty in the 98th minute.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that'll be what happens, won't it?
But it is Wilson, isn't it? You're not going to... I mean, it's free hit territory. And I sat here last week and said how I really want to have a punt on players. But even I'm not going Almiron crazy.
The problem is that they really, and genuinely, I mean this... They miss Saint-Maximin so much. They miss his creativity. They miss his threat.
Yeah.
Everything about him is missed right now in that Newcastle side. And every time I watch them, I think, do you know what you miss? Maxi.
Yeah.
And if he was back, it would make such a difference to that side. The way that they are, they're like a blunt pencil. And unfortunately, they're reliant on Callum Wilson getting a penalty or blimmin' Andy Carroll coming off the bench to just head the ball in the right direction.
Well, as Blues FPL is saying, Yedlin is only 4.3. So listen, there's options. There's options. But there's nothing there that's making me go...
Nothing sparky, is there?
I must have Newcastle. Chelsea 1, Man City 3. A cakewalk, frankly, for Man City. A cakewalk. And we've sat here in previous weeks and we've said... Man City don't go for the jugular. They're not beating teams by, big scores. Well, 3 is big... could have been a lot more, couldn't it? Chelsea were not at the races at all.
It's weird, though, because they started well. For about 10, 12 minutes.
They're knackered, though, aren't they? That's what it is. Yeah. City have had their little break again, haven't they? This COVID, all these teams are having little COVID breaks. Now, listen, I don't wish, obviously, I'm not sitting here wishing COVID on anybody. Of course I'm not. But the teams that have had games postponed because of COVID-related issues seem to have, and I'm generalising slightly, but they seem to have had good results coming into the game week because they seem to be a bit fresher.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with you. I think it was interesting because the first sort of 10, 12 minutes of the game, Chelsea, for me, were ahead. Then they had that weird penalty shout.
That's a penalty, isn't it?
Well, I thought
it was... That was a penalty on Werner.
I mean, I thought it was, but
VAR,
I've honestly got no idea what's a penalty anymore. I literally have got no idea. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a penalty and then it's not. So...
And what's the ref doing with... Oh, God. All right, here we go. I'm going off on a VAR one again now. You've got to stop me, Sam. Stop me. The goalie... Who's the City goalie today? Stefan?
Yeah.
Picks up the ball, doesn't he?
Back pass,
it's a cock-up. No doubt about it. It's a back pass. It's a cock-up. The referee gives an indirect free kick outside of the box.
No, it was in the box.
I know he picked it up inside the box, but the free kick was taken from outside the box because that's where the ref said it needed to be taken. It's fundamentally appalling refereeing across the board, whether you're in Uxbridge or at the game. It's appalling at the moment. It's terrible. But anyway, enough about that. Man City were good.
The point was that Chelsea started the game quite well. Then all of that nonsense happened. And then all of a sudden, Man City had this like... They just had more energy than Chelsea. They had more about them. And KDB, for a lot of the game, I was a bit like, yeah, okay. And then KDB does what KDB does.
Played
and
more or less as a striker by the way.
Yeah, he decided that in Aguero and Jesus' absence, he was basically going to go, I'll just play up top for a bit.
I wonder what Pep told him before the game. Just like, Pep, just do what you want.
Just do what you like. I think that's what he says to I think with the rest of them, he says, you have to do this. And he goes, Kevin, you just do what you like.
Yeah. And he did. He was fantastic.
And he did. And he was much, much better. And... I think if you're building a free hit team, it's an absolute no-brainer to bring in KDB. The difficulty...
I think you have to, don't you? The way Brighton are playing as well. And of course, they won't have Yves Bissouma as well, Brighton, because he's now suspended.
Yeah.
So that player at Brighton is the one of the players that I would expect might be able to not shackle KDB, but might be able to at least get about him a little bit.
Maybe near him.
Well, with no Bissouma, he's going to run riot, isn't he, KDB? And we know Brighton, because we've seen it this weekend and in previous weeks, they are terrible at conceding from set pieces.
Yeah, they are.
The Saïss header this week, for example, and in previous weeks, KDB surely is nailed on in your free hit team.
I think he should be. And I think you're absolutely right in what you just said. I think Brighton without... It's a bit like Leicester without Ndidi and Spurs without Højbjerg. Brighton without Bissouma, they miss that.
Absolutely.
He doesn't really do a lot else in terms of... He's never going to be the player that you look at and go, my God, look how brilliant they... But works so hard. And it would have been his job to deal with Kevin. Now, I don't know who the understudy is, but he's clearly not going to do as well as Bissouma would have done. So for me, yeah, I think it is. And then I think it's basically a question of, well, who do you go with alongside KDB?
Well, the thing is with Man City now, so not only are we going to have them in free hit in 18, but I'm also going to be planning to transfer him, if not others, in 19 because they have Crystal Palace and Aston Villa at home. And then exiting out of 19, they've got West Brom, Sheffield United and Burnley. I mean, if you're not trebling on Man City now, when are you? I mean, it's looking absolutely incredible, this run for Man City. And I think we're all going to load up on them in our free hits in 18. And then we're going to look at our teams in 19 and go, oh.
Where are they gone?
Where have they gone? I want them back. And I absolutely are going to be planning a transfer for Kevin De Bruyne in that double game week. And I know Spurs have got Sheffield United. I know. But Palace and Villa at home, followed by West Brom, Sheffield United and Burnley, looks absolutely ridiculous. Who else from Man City, though? Anybody else? Phil Foden threw his hat in the ring, didn't he?
Don't. You'll get trapped.
He threw his hat in the ring today, though. A sensational performance.
No. You do it, then. Go on.
Well, for the free hit, I might.
Go on, then. Off you go.
Your voice has gone up an octave.
Is that what
Phil Foden does to you?
It's not Foden, is it?
Bring it down.
It's Pep. He would troll you.
So go on then.
He'd play Mahrez, won't he?
So go on then. Anybody else from Man City then?
No, you have to go. You can go KDB, you can go Sterling. You can go both.
That's a lot of money to go both.
Or you go one of them, Kevin, and you go with the two at the back.
You still think the two at the back is the way to go?
Yes. Morris.
All right. Well, we'll come to three.
You can't
here.
Go Foden. You can't go Morris. All right. You can't go Silva. You can't go Gundogan. You can't go Torres. So who else are you going to go?
Gundogan. Well, FPL Geordie's saying Gundogan.
You can't. Pep will bench him.
I just want to see how high your voice is going to go. Morris.
Benched.
Enough about Man City, because we're going to talk about them a lot when we get to our free hit teams. Chelsea. What was wrong with Chelsea today?
Everything
was wrong with Chelsea.
Their heads went. So they didn't get the penalty, and their heads went. And they were all over the place. They didn't have enough. They were knackered. Ziyech is not fit. Creswell is not fit.
Right. Ziyech.
Not fit.
And FPL Tips is in the live chat. Chelsea fan, let us know, Tips, what you think about this. I think he's rushed Ziyech back there. Ziyech is clearly an important player for the system. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. He's a key player for Chelsea in the way they play. He was not ready today. And Frank, rather than man-managing him and maybe bringing him back in an FA Cup tie, let's say, he chucked him back in, started him against City.
Well, I think he
can't do that.
I can sort of understand why he did, though, because it's against City and you need your best players against City, right? If you're going to stand any chance, you need your best players. And if Ziyech says, "I'm fit, gaffer," then you're going to play him, aren't you?
Now, when he came off on 63 minutes and he looked like he'd just been six rounds with Tyson.
Yeah, he did,
he looked knackered, he looked battered and bruised, his body language was terrible. Now, that, for me, sorry to say this, Chelsea fans, that is poor man management from Frank Lampard. Because he's brought a player back too early into a game and he's dragged him off after 63 minutes and his body language are over the place. Ziyech now, I think, will struggle to get back up to the level he was at. I know he's important to the system. But anyway, Chelsea... blank in 18, so no one's getting them in the free hit. Fulham and Leicester away, so they do double in 19. Who's on your radar?
No one.
No Chelsea players in your double?
No.
Hard to, isn't it?
Who?
With the form they're in right now.
Who?
I mean, Werner's getting injured kicking corner flags. I mean, did you see that?
So I think you... So there's Creswell, who I genuinely... Not Creswell, there's Chilwell, who I genuinely think...
Yeah, he's not right though, is he?
Is not
managing a knock.
I think he's carrying.
Yeah.
Now, of course, after the FA... Who have Chelsea got in the FA Cup?
I don't know. Someone in the live chat will tell us.
Hopefully they've got somebody that's restable for these players, because that's genuinely what they need. They need a week where they can go, okay, you guys get a rest. And if that happens, then I think the likes of Chilwell becomes options again. Chilwell, Zuma... I don't know where Reece James is and about at the moment. But
managing again, though, isn't he? He's managing an injury.
These guys all are. They all feel like they're managing. And they all...
Morecambe, apparently. Chelsea got Morecambe.
Right, okay, fine. So,
thank you, guys.
So the reality of Morecambe is that they should be able to play a lesser side in that game.
Yeah.
So I would hope that Frank will rest some of those key players that clearly need it and that are carrying stuff. So I think you potentially could go back to one of the Chelsea defenders. But Fulham, we don't know what we said already. We don't know what Fulham we're going to get. And then Leicester
away is tricky now, isn't it? Difficult game.
It's hard to see a clean sheet, isn't it?
It is. It is for me, yeah. I must admit, I'm the same as you. I'm not considering any Chelsea at the moment. I'm not. Now, if they show me something against...
Morecambe,
maybe I have a look. But I'm not keen to get back on. I'm really not. Listen, we've spent too much time, as usual, Sam, going through the games.
We
need to get on to other things. A quick shout out to all of you guys. There's over 1,000 people joining us in the live stream tonight. Over 1,000 people. Yet, Sam, you won't believe this.
What?
There's only 140 likes on the stream.
What?
So if only a fraction of you guys, if only another 10 or 20% of you guys went and hit that like button right now, we'd have 200 or 300 likes and we'd love you forever. So it's a new year, it's a new FPL family. Get in and hit that like button. We'd love you to do that, guys. Much, much appreciated. Let's get into... Quick shout out for Mr. Kevin Morrison. Well done, Mr. Kevin Morrison. December was a long month. It was a long month of FPL. 6 game weeks. And Kevin was fantastic throughout. Very, very consistent. As was Alex, as was Nicholas. But it's Kevin by 1 point. Sam, 1 point takes the manager of the month.
And a lot of that was because of the nonsense game week that we had right to the death.
Well, this is it. We had Alex and Nicholas. So Nicholas was leading for some time, and then Alex has had a couple of storming game weeks recently. Kevin consistent throughout. But in that final game week, which was game week,
16,
obviously a lot going on with COVID and a lot of games getting called off and stuff, key players missing. And Kevin to nick it by 1 point is absolutely sensational. So, listen, well done, Kevin Morrison. He has won, or he has chosen to win, a signed Loudrop shirt. I've never had a Rangers fan win our Manager of the Month prize. So he's getting a signed Loudrop shirt from our partners, kickingtheballs.com. So it isn't just Liverpool and Spurs that you can get from kickingtheballs.com. Links in the description below. You can, of course, get signed memorabilia from all sorts, from all clubs and countries all over the world, including the Scottish Premier League. You can have Spurs, yes, if you want. You can have Spurs if you want Spurs. But Loudrop is the shirt that Kevin has decided that he wants. And I'm going to be talking to Kevin during the week. We're going to do a Manager of the Month video. So, Kevin, congratulations to our December Manager of the Month, Mr. Kevin Morrison. And if you do want to come over to patreon.com/FPL family and support us over on Patreon, then you can do so. And the beginning of the month is a very good time to do that. Of course, we are one game week into January. So when the next game week kicks off, so when the blank game week 18 kicks off, I will then close entries to the January manager month. I don't want people turning up at the 11th hour, you know, the final game week with a great score and nick it. That's not fair, is it? But it's a great time to join us over on Patreon at the Manager of the Month tier at $5. Or if you just want to come by and say hi and have some additional podcasts and some Slack community access, then it's $3. You get into the $3 Ohana tier where we do a bonus Ohana podcast every Friday. Lots of different subjects. Often it's a game week preview for the game week coming up, but we did one last Friday about how our strategy has changed for the blank and the double game
with the
weeks
new announcements,
with some of the announcements and the new doubles and the new blanks fixtures with the Man United fixture coming into play, etc. So if you want to get access to some of those bonus podcasts and Slack access, Slack community access, then have a look at the $3 tier. And if you want one-to-one sessions with either Sam or I on a biannual basis, so twice a season, you can come talk to us about anything, frankly. We've had some guys, some of the patrons, that just want to talk football with us. They actually don't want to talk about FPL, which is really nice. They just come on and talk about football. But we have a lot of other patrons that come on at the $10 tier and say, right, I played my wild card. What do you think?
Yeah, I've
got the blank game week coming up. Got free hit coming up. What do you think? Want to run it by you. I'm doing this. What do you think of this key differential? I'm fourth in my mini league. I want to win it. What should I do? And you can have one-to-one sessions with either Sam or I at the Zoom $10 tier. So get over to patreon.com/FPL family. Have a look over there. Let us know what you think and where you want to sign up. There we go. Thank you very much indeed. Right. That's the wrong side. That's just giving Kevin another shout out.
Well done, Kevin.
Well done, Kevin. Let's say it again. Well done, Kevin. Let's get to our teams for the week. So, Sam, this is the hashtag Team Sam Troops for game week 17. 66 points. Very good indeed. 66 points with Forster to play, presumably, because McCarthy is going to be self-isolating. So you've got Forster to come in.
Come on.
And Salah of
take
course.
A rest, Salah
as well. So if Salah
needs a rest.
And herein lies the story behind your game week, isn't it? You're waiting since Friday for that Creswell 11-pointer to come on.
So I've been like pondering this all weekend because I didn't consider benching. Well, I did. I mean, I looked at my defenders and was like, right, who gets the bench? Justin against Newcastle, absolutely not. Dallas against Spurs, okay, could be benched.
Possible,
Diaz against Chelsea, no, you're not getting benched. So it's a straight choice between do I bench Dallas or do I bench Creswell? And I looked at my team and I thought, Spurs Leeds has got goals.
Oh, thank you to Ben Reed, by the way. So Ben obviously is in the live chat, just joined us over on Patreon.
Oh,
Ben Reed, thank
Ben.
You very much, mate. Appreciate it.
And I thought, Dallas has got, there's a good opportunity that Dallas and Bamford get returns against Spurs because I didn't see a Spurs clean sheet. And I thought, Everton, James was back on the bench and I thought, okay, he's going to be back available. Richarlison's available.
Yeah.
Maybe
Everton.
So
you're thinking.
Maybe
Everton's thinking,
can.
Yeah.
And I just thought that.
Like, you're Calvert-Lewin, you're playing Calvert-Lewin.
And I was playing
Calvert-Lewin,
so I thought, you know, if the reality is, I could see more attacking returns from Dallas than I could from Creswell. Well, boy, did I get that wrong. It was just one of those things where I couldn't have read those games any more different because Dallas did absolutely nothing and Creswell kept a clean sheet and got an assist. So, apologies, Aaron. Apologies. I won't do it again.
I saw that goal go in, by the way, Creswell to Suchek, I was like, yes, Suchek. Then I was like, oh, Creswell, you've got Creswell. I was like, oh, gutted. And then when you said you'd benched him, I was like, oh, okay, you've benched him. That's good. But you've got Diaz, whose game could be called off. You've got, you know, anything could happen.
This
there.
Doesn't happen to me, though.
Someone somewhere
no,
will not play.
I have
Creswell
not had that.
On, and it's just not happened for you.
I've not had it all year. The only time anyone's ever come off my bench was last week. No, it's just what it is. I mean, genuinely, I think at some stage I'm going to go back and I'm going to add up all the points that I've had, all of the scoring players I've had on my bench. Not the 2 points and the 1 points, that's pointless, but all the ones that have got, like, more than four, I'm going to add them up and see how many points I've benched this year, because it is laughable how badly I've done with my bench this year.
But nevertheless, the rest of the team done pretty well.
The defence is really frustrating because Justin should have had a 9-pointer, Diaz should have had a 6-pointer. Oh, yes. Dallas, of course, should blank, so that's fine. But that could have been another...
Dallas, of course, should blank, that's fine. If Dallas, of course, should blank, no. Play Creswell.
No, no, I mean, in that game, he didn't deserve anything.
Oh, right. Okay,
whereas the other two, Justin had not... At one point, he was on for 8 points more, and Dallas was on for four... Diaz was on for four more. Right. So the reality is that's 12 points more that I would have had at those late, stupid Andy Carroll and...
it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Who else was it? Andy Carroll and... Hudson-Odoi,
yeah, yeah.
Who normally I like shout about. He's normally my friend.
There will be people with Cancelo, Dallas and Justin.
Well,
I know that.
So, you know, it is what it is. But actually, with my attacking players, genuinely pleased. Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Oh, another patron, Sam. Adam O'Kelly, who actually we shouted out earlier. So I know Adam is in the live chat. Adam, thank you very much for joining us over on Patreon.
So Dominic Calvert-Lewin has played his last match in a... Best in the Adeviro shirt.
I see. You're bitching him, are you? He's done.
Well, actually, I've sort of lied there because he'll stay in my free hit, won't he, probably? Will he? Maybe. Don't think he will, really? Actually. I think he might have played his last match in the Best in an Adeviro shirt. So he'll be going for sure because I think there's other options that I would like. We've already discussed Antonio, but I think for me, Dominic Calvert-Lewin has... Finally, I think I've come to the realisation that he's run his course at the price point that he is. Because I just don't ever see him hauling anymore. Like, I watch Everton all the time and I'm not seeing... I'm seeing goals, I'm seeing assists, but I'm not seeing those big numbers that we were before.
Leicester at home, Newcastle at home are his games in 20 and 21. You don't fancy him in those fixtures? You don't want to keep him for those fixtures?
Not really, no.
He's done. Nevertheless, 66 points,
it's
very good.
It's cost me 11 points.
Total, that's it. That's what's stinging you, isn't it? It's him blocking. It's not anyone else. It's his fault. He is blocking
because
Creswell points.
He is the one that made me do this because I looked at him and thought, you're going to score, aren't you? So I benched Creswell.
James Ward is in here saying, Lee, how do you deal with Sam doing this every year? I don't know what you mean, mate. I don't know what you mean. Is that you flying up the rankings? Is that what you mean?
I don't know, Lee's also having a crushing season.
Well, we're going to talk about that in just a second. 1,047 points, overrank of 82k. Very, very good indeed.
Lots is that where I am now?
You are 82k, according to livefpl.net. Don't think whether Salah does anything or not is going to influence that too much. Of course, if Saints get the clean sheet and Forster comes in for you, that could do very well.
Yeah, because Salah's,
no one's got Forster.
I believe Salah's the most captain player this game week. So actually, the reality is, anything that he does will probably hurt me more than it does help me.
His effective ownership is over 100. Mm. In actual fact, this was one of the first game weeks of the season where we had three players with an effective ownership of over 100%, which was Salah, Fernandez and Son, I think.
And Kane.
Oh, maybe it was Kane rather than Son.
Well, Son was just behind Kane in the captaincy ranking, so it might have been, yeah. I don't know, but I think the four of them were really tight. Like nearly all of them had over a million captaincy, which is highly unusual. Really, really divided. So yeah, the rest of them I'm really pleased with. I still think Bamford is a great, great pick. So even with a blank this week, I still like him.
Very good. There's a few of you in the live chat saying, "What's up with McCarthy? What's going on? He has tested positive, as far as I'm aware."
No. Self-isolating at home in line with guidance.
He's self-isolating, so we don't know if he's positive or negative, but he is not going to play.
He will not
against
play
Liverpool
tomorrow
because he is self-isolating because either he or someone in his immediate family has got COVID-19, presumably.
I think someone in his household has tested positive. They didn't say he's tested positive, but when somebody is in your household, you have to isolate, right?
Whatever the details,
but it's COVID
he
related.
Is not going to be playing in that game, so you will get Forster. Who I assume is the subkeeper for Southampton.
He's their only keeper in the game. Because they sold... Who did they sell? They had another and they sold him.
Don't know. Anyway.
Button.
No, I don't know. Anyway,
can't remember.
Forster
but
will play. Forster
but
will play.
Forster will play.
So there we go. Overrank of 82. Total points of 1,047. Right behind you, Sam. Right behind you by only 2 points. On 1,045 is my good self. A game week score of 71, which I'm very, very pleased with indeed. A really, really good score. Again, like you, the Cancelo points, disappointing. I mean, I already had that 6 banked, to be honest with you. And I think even Cancelo may have been on a bonus point or two as well. So could have been on, actually, for an 8-pointer. So that's a bit gutting as a Cancelo owner.
You felt my pain.
Yeah, Kufau as well. In a similar vein to you with Creswell, although it's far less impactful. Kufau with the 6 is disappointing to have him riding the timber. I fancied Kilman to get a clean sheet against Brighton.
Oh, you've got to stop playing Kilman.
But I've got to stop playing Kilman now because he came on, didn't he?
He came on. I said that to you, didn't I?
And that's the problem with him now, isn't it? I looked at my team coming into this game week and I thought, oh, Wolves, Brighton, if he plays,
yeah,
he could get a clean sheet. But that if he plays is a really dangerous thought to have in FPL, isn't it? Because if he doesn't, which is a good chance for Kilman because he's in and out of the team, he's going to come on for a cameo.
I think Kilman is a great player to have on the bench just because if somebody misses out through COVID, you're going to get 1 point. He always gets a point pretty much. But I don't think you can start him because you run the risk of this. Now, in normal weeks, maybe this wasn't such a thing because maybe you wouldn't have a clean sheet sat on the bench. But it's really frustrating this week. That's happened to you twice now.
Kilman has cameoed for me twice now.
Twice.
And he's starting to be a bit of a dangerous player.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because last game week, I can't remember they played, but he got 6 points.
Yes.
He got a clean sheet.
Yeah.
So it's like, do I forgo those clean sheets? I just thought they defended so well in that game that actually Nuno Espirito Santo might say, actually, I might go with the same against Brighton. But actually against Brighton, they obviously went into that game thinking we want to throw a bit more caution to the wind here. And we got the game that we got, which was 3-0.
See, it's interesting, isn't it? Because actually Santo's comments after the game make me think that he was so angry. Did you watch his interview?
No. What did he
really
say?
Annoyed. So
right.
It made me think that like he was basically like, we can't do this. We can't just throw games away, which is basically what they did.
Yeah.
They just threw it away. That's 2 points thrown.
Well, he did. So I get that. But it was his substitution that sent out the wrong message. They were 3-2 up, and instead of going for the game, he bought on Kilman for Neto, maybe, or Fabio Silva. He bought one of the forward players off, put Kilman on, in an attempt to shore it up and like grind out the 3-2, and then Dunk pops up with a free foot. He's only got himself to blame, Santo.
Well, sort of, yeah, but equally, that's where the threat was from Brighton. So he was kind of dealing with their threat, wasn't he? Because their threat was aerially in the box, which is how they eventually lost the win. So I don't know, it's interesting. I wonder whether he might revert back to playing Kilman again next time around. But that's frustrating if he was a Kilman owner because it's hard to know what to do with him.
Yeah, okay. There's a super chat from Ken's. Thank you, Stealth Panda. We have the exact same overall points and rankly. Well, there we go. Great minds think alike, mate. Gunn was the player that was sold, Sam, by Sam.
Angus
Gunn was the player. So listen, 71 points with Robertson and Salah to play. So McCarthy's...
Robert one-pointer, please.
Well, McCarthy missing out through self-isolation means that I do not get a keeper playing. Now, listen.
0-0. That works out for both of us. We'd be level then.
Forster
can get a couple of save points.
Okay, well, there's some rumours that Adams isn't playing, but he's third sub for me anyway. So Adams is...
What's
concerned
wrong with
him? About him. I don't know. Might be rested. But McCarthy not playing. I was kind of... I mean, he's my only keeper anyway. I was kind of hoping up against my team that he weren't going to score big in FPO anyway. Because if he does, that means Liverpool probably lost the game or at least... not scored any goals. So I wasn't expecting big things from McCarthy anyway. The 0 points is disappointing, but reality, it's probably 1 or 2 points dropped. You watch him go save a penalty tomorrow, Forster. But Robertson is going to play tomorrow, as is Mo Salah, who we mentioned before. Anything from Salah is going to be detrimental to both of our ranks because of the effective ownership. But listen, both those players going nowhere for me with Manchester United and Burnley at home in the double. So listen, 71 points with 2 to play. Very good. Very pleased with that. Only 2 points now behind you, which means I'm about, 3 or 4K behind you in 89K.
I'm actually really enjoying it this season because...
It's good. We're close.
It's nice to have this because for the last few seasons, and I'm not being rude, but...
Oh, you've smashed me the last few seasons.
But it's not... like
I'm hanging in
there. It's been a competition with myself. To like rank competitions, whereas I like the fact that there's a bit more it's a proper competition between us this year. Like sometimes you're ahead, sometimes I'm ahead. Like it's flip flopped the last few weeks, and that's been really good.
Well, that is the highest that I've been this season. No doubt about it. 89. I was up into sort of 71-ish bracket before today, but then Vardy assist,
the clean sheets would have helped.
Couple of clean sheets. I mean, the Cancelo clean sheet would have absolutely helped.
Yeah, I was 66 when Justin had 9 points.
Yeah. So anyway, happy with the rank, 89K. I'm expecting over the next 2 weeks, as I said at the beginning of the live stream, given that I've been planning for the blank and the double in a way that a lot of other managers won't have, and I appreciate a lot of the top 100K will have, but there will be some managers in there that are there through chance and won't be planning for these game weeks. I'm hoping that with the right picks, that actually I can build on that 89. Then what's key is how you come out of the double into 20 and what your team looks like coming out into 20. So 89K, a season high for me. That is a green arrow up from about 140K. So very pleased with that. Very, very pleased. Let's have a look then, Sam, at... Let's have a look at our free hit drafts then.
For this is mine.
The blank game week. This is yours.
Let me get it on my
These
phone.
Are first
it.
Pass drafts, by the way, guys. So listen, there's a lot of time, as we said before, a couple of weeks before a ball is next kicked in the Premier League because we've got FA Cup, etc. going on. So listen, these are first drafts. Probably some, and there is, especially in mine, there's some knee-jerking in there around some of the Arsenal players. But listen, I want you to talk through your free hit draft, your first draft of your game week 18 team. And in particular, I'm interested in Mari and Holding. Double Arsenal defence. Talk me through that.
So my strategy for the free hit is to play 3-5-2.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure that the midfield is exactly what it will be yet. There's a few that are definite. So KDB, Bruno, Saka, absolutely nailed on. Those
Saka
three.
Looks, informed, good fixture.
Absolutely certain. Yeah. Whether Son and Rashford are still there come that game week, I don't know. Haven't yet decided on that. But I feel like playing five through the middle is the right thing in the free hit strategy, anyway, that I'm having. Up top, I've still got Kane at the moment. I think I'm still going to have Kane going into it. I could potentially see me not having Son, but I can't see me not having Kane in
the
free hit.
So the fixture for Son and Kane is Aston Villa away. Now that, as you can see on the screen, that is a difficult game to call for me. Would I back Spurs? I think so. Just about. I think so. Because Villa have got an FA Cup tie, I think, home to Liverpool, whereas you've got Marine. So you'd like to think that there'd be a bit of a rest for Spurs there in a way that perhaps Dean Smith might not rotate quite so much for that Liverpool game. But it's still a tough game to call, isn't it? They're a good side, Villa, and they will give you a tough test.
Yeah, and that's why the two Spurs boys are still there, because I literally can't really decide what to do, or which one, or whether to have. I think you have one. That's my thinking, is that you have one.
Sure.
But I'm not sure quite which way, and I urge a bit more towards Kane than I do Son, and I don't really know why that is.
Okay.
But I think it's potentially because I could see the value in other midfielders, whereas I don't necessarily see so much value in the forwards that are available for the free hit, apart from Lacazette, which is potential. But I'm still a bit wary of rotation with him. I just worry that Arteta might go rogue.
FPL Geordie's in the live chat. He says, Sam, treble Newcastle. Are you insane?
Yeah, might be. So that's the other position that I'm not really sold on. So Callum Wilson, I'm definitely not sold on, but the fixture is quite nice. And I think if Callum Wilson's going to score against anybody, he should be able to score against Sheffield United. Equally, I think that if the defenders are going to keep a clean sheet against anybody, it should be against Sheffield United.
It's a nice fixture for them, isn't it? They've got to surely go there and get something, you think.
I think so. And I think Darlow will... Steve Bruce suggested that Darlow is his keeper until... Well, but I just had a bit of a kind of, oh my God, what happens if he just decides I'm not going to play Darlow this week, I'm going to let...
Well, we might know a bit more between now and a fortnight's time, right?
So, yeah. So at the minute, that's why the two Newcastle... It's basically the air and the spare thing, just in case, like, the
what
worst
What is this
happens.
Air and the spare? What are you talking about?
That's what you say about... When...
What's
so
the
if
air
you're
and
the
spare?
King,
where does this come from?
So you have a king.
This is a historic reference. You know my history knowledge is not good.
Yeah, well, so if you're the king, you have two kids. You have an heir to the throne, and right. You have a spare one in case the heir dies.
Why, what's wrong with Darlow?
He's not going to die, but he might not play. Right, McCarthy and Forster is a prime example of this. McCarthy's just in isolation.
What do you call it? Air and the spare?
The air and the spare.
Is that a thing?
Yes. What is wrong with
you? I don't know history. I don't know what happened last week. Never mind in the Tudor age. Come on, air and the spare.
You're married to a historian, for goodness sake.
Darlow and Dubravka with Callum Wilson, treble Newcastle. Talk me through then. So you've not just gone double Newcastle at the back, you've gone double Arsenal, Holding with the jammiest assist today.
Yeah.
You're obviously backing him now. And Pablo Mari.
Yeah. again.
This is an interesting pick. Talk me through this.
I would really like Tierney, to be honest. But I'm really struggling with the budget thing. I'm struggling to budget him. So
that's because you've got 9.8 million in Newcastle goalkeepers.
Yeah, exactly. So I do.
Sorry, I just had to point that out.
So that might change to free up a bit more money. But even so, I can't free up. Well, I could free up a million. But Wan-Bissaka is another one that we talk about in a minute. But he could become Tierney instead of Holding on.
Well, as Henry Huang is saying, surely Gabriel will start. So that Gabriel coming back into the mix will surely mix that up a little bit.
Yeah, so this is another thing. This is why it's a first draft, right? Is
right,
that
right.
Basically, what I'm looking to do is have three. So I'll basically be looking to play Wan-Bissaka, Diaz and one of the Arsenal defenders.
Tips is in. He's saying Holding and Saka. Yep. I had them before they were cool.
You're cool, Tips.
No, he's not. Don't give me that.
Oh, he is.
He's not mentioned that, by the way. That he got hold of Saka.
He's been so quiet.
Very quiet about that.
Not
very
heard
quiet.
Anything from him. Not heard him mention Suchek, I don't know, have you?
Only joshing, only joshing.
So, Wan-Bissaka, Diaz. Oh, Wan-Bissaka. Why am I doing this to myself?
Wan-Bissaka, come on, talk
Diaz
this through.
Holding. One of, right, basically three at the back, which means Mitchell, who's suddenly back in favour again, can sit on the bench knowing he can get
some Wan-Bissaka, that is a knee-jerk reaction based on a dodgy assist he got today. What is going on with that pick?
He's the cheaper of the options. Oh. But I've already told you I'm on naught. So I wanted Maguire originally, but I can't afford him because he's 0.1 more expensive than Wan-Bissaka's. I don't want to be back in the biscuit tin. I hate myself for it.
Louis Martin's in the live chat. He's saying Sam Maguire has more offensive points potential than Wan-Bissaka.
But he's 0.1 more and I can't afford him unless I downgrade one of my Newcastle keepers, which might happen. I do agree with you. I think Maguire is the one I would like. Biscuits have fallen into the tin because I could afford him and Lee was like, I need a free hit draft. And I was like, I want a Man United defender and I can't budget for anyone other than Biscuits. So biscuit tin it is. I don't feel good about myself. But he's there.
Josh is in. He's saying Luke Shaw is 4.9 and yes, Bailly is 4.8.
So I looked at Luke Shaw. I did look at Luke Shaw. I'll come and talk to you in a bit, Josh. You can give me
what
some
about the Alex Tellez angle.
That worried me, yeah. So now I've got in a fit. Maybe. Because basically I'm picking a free hit team where I want guarantees.
A lot of people saying Luke Shaw, 4.9.
Yeah, so but is he going to play?
All right, okay. What else have we got to talk about? The Spurs boys then. We touched on the Spurs boys. Let's not go there any further. Only two Man City, De Bruyne and Diaz, in a game where Man City are at home to Brighton. I would think that a treble up is absolutely on, whichever way you look at it, whether you go two in the midfield or two at the back, or even you want to punt for, dare I say his name out loud, Aguero or somebody up top.
You can't go with Aguero, can you?
I don't think you can.
I don't think
you... But you've got to go with three City, whichever way you look at it, surely.
I agree with you. And I think probably what will happen is I'll end up with Cancelo as well as Diaz. I think that's how I'll end up. I'll end up with double Man City at the back. My one concern in all of this, and it's a concern that's actually got very little to do with FPL and a lot to do with the world at the moment, is that by trebling up on Arsenal, Newcastle, Man United and Man City, if one of those games gets called, I have got
your
issues.
Free hits done.
I've got massive issues. And this is what scares me.
That is the point of the free hit chip, isn't it? Is that you place some bets on the teams that you think are going to go big.
No.
You can't spread bet in a free hit.
But in a COVID world, you should.
Oh, I don't know.
COVID world, when we do not know that games are going to get called. We had a rough idea that Fulham and Burnley was going to get called off. But there was a good chance that Man City would have got called this weekend because they missed the game last week, but it didn't. And you just don't know until the game week starts what's going to happen with these games. And that is my one sticking point with, and it's why I may not go with the double up at the Arsenal defence, is that I might just pick somebody from another game just to safeguard the free hit.
Okay.
The last thing you want is a free hit team where you don't get 11 out.
Okay, well, here is a free hit team that does not pay any heed to your COVID warning. I have gone all out on the teams that I think are going to win, frankly, in the free hit. So I have avoided, as you'll see, with the exception of Mina, which I'll talk about in a minute, I have avoided Everton versus Wolves because I think it's a hard to call game.
Mina?
In a minute. I have avoided Aston Villa versus Spurs because I think it's a really hard game to call.
Mina?
But I have gone all in on Manchester United with Wan-Bissaka, Rashford and Fernandes.
Hey, biscuit
team! I have gone all in Man City with Cancelo, Sterling and De Bruyne. And I've gone all in with Arsenal with Tierney and Saka and Lacazette. Because those are the three fixtures in the free hit that I think are the most nailed on for wins. It's simple, isn't it? That's the free hit. Simple.
And it would be in any other year. But we are living in a world where games get cancelled with no notice. And then what happens to your free hit?
Well, I don't know. Let's talk about it a bit further in a second. Super chat from Vincent Ganter. Thank you, Vincent, for the super chat. He's got eight players playing in game week 18, but would like my team, but he likes his team for game week 19 and after that. Would you still free hit? First year playing, starting game week 2, breaking a million. So he's got 8 players playing for game week 18 and he likes his team. So what's not to like? My opinion is, if you've got a team that you like and you've got 8 players that are not Brewster and Mitchell, and so if it's eight players, but there's Brewster, Mitchell, and some other guff in there, maybe it's still free hittable. But if you've got eight players and you're happy with it, why not? The one thing I will say in response to the super chat, Vincent, is that if you're happy with your team, obviously with the free hit, when that expires, coming back into 19, you get your team back. So don't worry, if you like your team right now, you can still free hit, you get your team back in 19, and it's still as you left it. So don't worry too much about that. Is eight enough to save your free hit chip? Briefly?
It's a tight one, that.
Borderline, isn't it?
It's borderline. I think if it was nine, I'd say play through.
Yeah.
But at eight...
Depends who the eight are, in
it
my
does
opinion.
Depend who they yeah. are.
Depends
it
who
does.
The eight are. What are you making of my free hit, then? Screw it. Any game that's difficult to call, avoid. Any game that I think is a nailed on win, which is Man City, Man United and Arsenal, let's go for it. And I do back Callum Wilson to score against Sheffield United. Of course I'm going to get trolled by him in a free hit. Wouldn't be an FPL season if I didn't get trolled by Callum Wilson a couple of times. And I don't back Sheffield United to score much. So I am going with the man, the myth, the legend, Darlow, between the sticks. I've got a couple of curveballs in there. Mitchell and Brewster, I'll be on the bench. Mina is there. Because I think Wolves are incredibly susceptible to set pieces. I did have a draft earlier on that had Sigurdsson.
For goodness sake.
But I decided against that. And I decided to I had 5.6 in my bank. I thought, who could I go for that I think is going to do well from set pieces? I've already got three from City, United and Arsenal. I've got a couple from Newcastle. Where else can I go? I thought Spurs defence, don't know, don't want to get involved with that game. But Wolves, Everton away at Wolves, I think Everton are struggling for goals. The only way they're going to get goals is set pieces right now. That's the only reason Sigurdsson even plays. I think Mina could get something. He could get something. Wolves kind of struggling to score goals a little bit as well, even though they got three against Brighton. Mina's a bit of a wild card, really. It's a fun pick. He's a fun pick. I said to you last week, I'm going to have some fun picks. Mina's a fun pick. If he gets a goal, I'm going flying up the rankings.
What, because he'd be on your bench?
Because he's probably going to be on my bench. No, Mitchell... Brewster and
yeah, wait.
Probably Mina.
I was going to say, you're not seriously telling me that you're picking all those other players and you're going to play Mina.
Well, listen, how are you? So, what do you think about this free hit team? You're not giving an opinion yet. I've gone all out on the three games that I think are the easiest to call.
No, I like that. I do like that. I think I am just a bit wary of the way the world is right now and the amount of games we've had cancelled in the last couple of weeks. Makes me wary, and on the back of that, these games are coming on the back of FA Cup ties where these players are going to go and play against plumbers and electricians. And you know,
yeah, but that's why you don't play your free, that's why you don't activate the chip until the point at which you know as much information as possible. If you play your free hit chip and then a couple of games get called off through COVID, that's just unlucky. It's just unlucky,
but you can help yourself.
No, get involved with it. You've got... Guys, get in the comments below. I want you to know, are you with Sam on this? Are you with me? Get in the comments. Let us know, live chat. What do you think? Do you think treble up on the three key games? Arsenal, City and United. Treble up on them because they are the ones that are easy to call. Or do you spread your risk? Hedge your bets. Do you get a couple of Spurs? Maybe a Villa? Do you dabble in Everton and Wolves? Do you get somebody from... I don't know, Palace or somebody.
There's enough games.
Spread the risk. What do you think?
There's enough games there that you don't have to have a risk. That's my point. Is that you can cover, like, you can't play all of those players. So for me, it's worth having a little bit more.
Okay.
Safety.
Well, listen, as we said before, these are just first drafts. Sterling and De Bruyne could easily be just De Bruyne with two City defenders. I actually fancy Diaz for set-piece threat. Brighton have shown that they are completely inept.
Love Diaz.
At dealing with set-pieces in particular corners. So I fancy a De Bruyne to Diaz, for example. I mean, that looks on the cards, doesn't it, against Brighton at the Etihad in game week 18. So Cancelo and Diaz, I hear a lot of people saying, that's too obvious, you want to go with... you've got the money, might as well do Sterling and De Bruyne. Well, actually, in my head, I do fancy Cancelo and Diaz more than perhaps Sterling in that game. I don't know. To be decided over the next few weeks. Rashford, for example. Do I want to go Martial up front or do I want to go Rashford? Well, right now, I think Rashford because I fancy Lacazette.
It's funny that we picked the same three United players.
Well, it is.
Why did you go Biscuits?
Mainly because I wanted three from Manchester United. I didn't want Rashford, Fernandes and Martial. If for whatever reason they go to Turf Moor and Burnley make it difficult for them, which they do. We've seen that. They
Burnley
can make
don't
it difficult.
Score a lot of goals.
But they also can defend well on their day.
They can.
And they can sit in and play that low block. So Fernandes has got the tools to deal with that. Rashford and Martial, less so. You know, so could I therefore, you know, if I think that that's going to be the case in the lead up to 18, might I go for a Pogba?
No, you won't.
Wow.
Oh, be quiet. You're completely mental. You're not going to go Pogba.
Couple of super chats. Gurav is in. Hey, Gurav. He says, Mina to Saiz. I like that. Yes, I like Saiz. Very, very good. Kane in a 4-5-1. So he thinks that I should do Mina to Saiz and actually consolidate my front line and put Kane up there rather than spread across Lacazette and Wilson. I just think that is a difficult game to call, that Spurs-Aston Villa. Villa will not let Spurs score a ton of goals, and Spurs will not let Villa score a ton of goals. I think it's going to be low scoring. Corey Langridge is saying he's got Martinez, Diaz, Target, Maguire, March, Fernandes, Neto, Watkins and Kane. Do you think I should free hit or
how
not?
Is that?
So what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players.
No.
That looked playable to me,
I'd
I would suggest.
I'd make,
I would suggest.
And a free transfer going into the week, so you could have 10. So I'd play that.
Could be. Yeah, could be. Let's see what you guys were saying a little while back when I was asking for comments about are you with me or are you with Sam? Michael Sveding is saying Lee all the way. Go all in. Go all in. Aaron Worrell was saying no, Sam, you've got to cover the games with the subs. You're absolutely right. Sohail, get Son for Sterling and Mina out for Diaz. Yeah, listen, these are all absolutely fine, these moves. Sharif is saying keep De Bruyne, Lee, absolutely. Finn is saying Team Sam, you need to spread the risk. You need to spread the risk. You can't just have, in the world we're currently in with COVID and all this uncertainty, you can't just go for those three fixtures. If one gets called off, you are done. Harry is in. He just says, I love you, Sam. There we go. Don't know whether he agrees with your opinion or not, but he just loves you.
Is
Thank
it
you,
Kane? Because I do love him.
Is it Harry Kane? Don't know. Bossman 525, Team Lee, he says. Syringer is saying Team Lee. Jonesbloke 79 is saying spread a bit. You've got to spread. Yannick Jean is saying, no, you've got to spread it, Sam. You've got to spread... as Sam, as you were saying, you've got to spread your risk across the fixtures. Well, listen, you guys are split. You guys are kind of split. I'd love you, if you're watching the replay, if you're watching this video, let us know. Are you hashtag Team Lee all out on those three fixtures? Or are you hashtag Team Sam? Are you spreading that risk? Are you dabbling in Spurs and Villa and Wolves and Everton? In those two games in particular, I think, that is where you're going to get your picks if you're going down your route, which is to kind of spread the risk a little bit. There we go. Lots to consider. Lots to consider ahead of Blank Game Week 18. Thank goodness, Sam. We've got 2 weeks to think about it.
Well,
2 weeks
to
think about it. 10 days to think about it. I suspect that we might do, if not a live stream, there will be a video, I suspect, next weekend where we talk about our strategies in a bit
we'll
more detail going forward.
We'll end up doing a live stream. We always end up doing a live stream.
There will be lots to discuss. Well, as usual, you can find us in all the usual places, guys. So we are on, as I said before, on Twitter at FPL Family, Instagram at FPL Family. If you want to listen to the podcast version, which is basically the audio from this live stream. So when I say hello, YouTube, at the beginning, then the podcasters... So I need to start saying hello, YouTube and podcasters, don't I? We've got a lot of listeners on the podcast.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello, podcasters. If you're listening... Hello, and thank you for tuning in and listening. Hope you hit that follow button. Is it the... I think it's follow, isn't it, on most of them?
I don't know.
Subscribe? What is it on the podcast? Mostly follow, I think.
I don't know.
The podcast, it's different depending on where you listen to your podcast, I think. But regardless of where you listen, if it's Apple Music, if it's Spotify, if it's Deezer, wherever it is,
all
Audio Boom,
stuff.
You can listen to the audio from the live stream on any of those places. We're also on the Facebook and we're on the FPL show and podcast as well. We've got any shows or podcasts come out this week?
I am on the podcast this week, recording that on Wednesday morning, so that'll be available Wednesday afternoon. There is no FPL show this week because it is the FA Cup at the weekend, but there will be two FPL shows next week, of which you will see both of us on Monday and just one of us on Thursday.
Very good. Well, there we go. So you can follow us. Lots of FPL Family goodness for you wherever you want to consume it. Until next week, when there will be more tinkering, I'd suggest, of the Blank Game Week 18 free hit team. Obviously, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. We'll let you know how our drafts are progressing throughout the week. If you're a patron, head over to patreon.com/FPL Family. If you want to sign up to Patreon, new start of the new month is a great time to do it. If you're an existing patron, head over to the Slack, get your free hit drafts into the Slack community, and Sam and I and the rest of the Slackers will be there to tear it apart, give you some feedback. Sorry, give you some feedback about your drafts and let you know what we think of your free hit teams. Well, some of the slackers are savage. Some of the slackers go in, but that's a good thing.
You need to post yours and see what they reckon.
I will. Well, I've just done it. So you can get in the Slack and let me know what you think.
They'll tell you.
Of the free hit team. Guys, until next time, leave us a like before you go. Over 1,000 of you in watching. So if you could all hit that like button before you go, we would absolutely love you to do that. Happy New Year. Leave us a subscribe before you go. If you're new around here, hit that notify bell so that you know when the new videos are live on the channel. And we will see you next week. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.